D-Mace, Finnegan, and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Finnegan here with you. Pleased to be joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by Vanderbilt women's basketball star, Michaela Blakes. Michaela, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, of course, everybody knows around here, you scored 55 points in Vandy's win against Auburn on Sunday, setting the Division I women's freshman record. I host a show with a former collegiate basketball player and a former all-pro wide receiver in the NFL, so I have little to no athletic prowess. But we hear often about athletes being in the zone, quote unquote. And I have to imagine that's how you were feeling in that game, as well as the 53-point game you had late last month against Florida. So take us into that. As you're playing those two games, how are you feeling? How are you feeling as you are setting these records, and what does it feel like to be in that zone?
I think it's just a blessing to be able to set these records, but when I get in those games, I just want to do anything I can for my team and I to win the games, because I feel like we deserve to win a lot of them, and whatever it took, we were going to go to battle for it and just put our full effort in, and I just had to happen to score those points. But, I mean, I couldn't do it without my teammates, who made really good defensive plays as well.
Michaela, you were the highest-ranked prospect to sign with Vanderbilt under Shea Ralph. You chose Vanderbilt over many storied programs, including UCLA and Tennessee. What was it about Vanderbilt's pitch, Shea Ralph's pitch, that convinced you to sign with Vanderbilt?
I think this was the most family atmosphere I felt. And just coming to this academic institution, you're going to be set for life with this degree as well. But I think for me, I'm really big on family and trust and communication. And that's one thing Coach Ralph did with me. She communicated a lot with me, not only about basketball, but also how I'm doing off the court. And then she checked in with my family a lot. And everybody knows my family means everything to me. So when I see you're putting in the effort to get to know them as well, I mean, it was an easy go.
We're talking with Vanderbilt's freshman phenom, Michaela Blakes. Michaela, now, coming in as a freshman, I know, and you're so soft-spoken. I'm sure you just like your time. You don't like the spotlight or anything. So coming in as a freshman with all these accolades, how has it been now that you've gotten, you know, halfway into your college, your freshman college year? How has it been now walking campus for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's been good, and it's been fun to go to a class with my classmates, and I get a lot of texts from them after the games as well, just showing their support and them coming to the game. So, I mean, just to be able to have this community behind me who supports me and makes me feel valued, I love it.
So who are the first people, or who is the first person you run to after you score your 50-plus points after the game? I know mom and dad are right there. Which one is coming at you first?
Well, they're both standing side by side, and I just ran to my mom and hugged her, and then next I just ran to my dad and gave him a hug as well, because they were there for both performances, and they've just seen all the work and sacrificed a lot.
Michaela Blakes is with us, and Michaela, one of the things that we've talked about with your performances is this wasn't a game where you guys were winning easily, and maybe everybody on the team is saying, hey, let's get it to Michaela because, you know, she might have a chance for 50. You guys were in really close games. You guys needed buckets, especially against Auburn. So were you even aware of how many points you were scoring, or was it just, hey, this possession, we've got to get a bucket here?
Yeah, not at all. I honestly didn't know my total score until the end of the game when I went to my teammates for both games. But I think just my teammates just have confidence in me that when I have the ball in my hand, something good is going to happen from it. So I think that was just the main focus there, and just to make plays for my teammates as well.
Now, you had obviously a lot of success in high school. You were on good teams there. Did you ever hit 50 in a high school game?
No, I think probably my max was 33.
So. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible, to go to that level. All right, so Michaela, I went to Vanderbilt. I played hoops way back in an ancient time. But I want to get a feel for how the campus has changed, okay? So where are you now? Are you able to get over to the locker room here? Are you done with class for the day?
Yes, I'm done with class for the day. I'm in our new facility. We just opened the Huber Center for basketball. So I've been here, and we have practice a little bit later today and film. So I just got the conference room to take this call.
Okay, so I'm very jealous about the Huber Center because we did not have a great place like that. But tell me about this place. I heard it is, I haven't had a chance to get over there yet. I heard it is out of this world nice.
Out of this world. I think it's the best facility in the country right now. We have everything we need, and it's definitely going to help us with recruitment as well. And just to show how much they value basketball here in sports, I mean, it's a really good sign.
All right, so what area of campus do you stay on? Do you? I know a lot of the freshmen stay over in the Peabody campus. Is that where you are, or are you in more in the center of campus?
Yes, I'm on Commons, where all the freshmen stay, so I'm on that campus.
I've always been curious, because when I was a freshman, we were in Branscombe Hall. I don't even know if they have freshman dorms there, but it was, you know, not even a block from Memorial Gym. It was a lot easier to get to and from the gym and get over to class. So how do you get over? Do you have a scooter? Do you have a shuttle? How do you get from the Peabody campus over to the gym and to class?
Yeah, I use my scooter a lot. That's my vehicle right now.
Okay, got to be careful on that thing, right? I mean, is that how most of you guys roll to get back? I know with all the athletes having to get over to where all the complex is.
Mm-hmm. Most people use a scooter, but just because I'm a freshman, I'm not allowed to technically have a car. So a lot of my teammates have cars that they use as well and drive me too.
Hey, Willie, it's not like when we went to college, man. We didn't have all this stuff. Yeah. We had to foot it, man.
Well, it also helps to know. I would hope some of the upperclassmen are saying, we got to get Michaela to practice. Michaela, can I give you a ride here? Do you have somebody that helps you get wheels?
Yeah. Yeah, they're really good with that.
That is good. That is good. So challenges coming up, right? You guys are in a great conference. We've been talking about this in terms of the guys' team as well. The SEC is so deep. There's no easy games. What's that like coming in every day in practice and knowing that the job isn't finished until you get to where you want to go, which is the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I mean, I think playing in this conference definitely prepares us for that. And we have a mindset change that if you have any off night, which we've kind of learned as well, that people won't take it easy on you. And that we have to play every game like it's our last game and that it matters and we're going to play with effort. So I think we've definitely been learning that along the way, and definitely going to help us for the tournament.
Michaela Blake's joining us on D-Mace, Vinken, and Donick. Michaela, you were part of a great family moment last month. You hit a buzzer beater to defeat Tennessee, I should say. Your brother, Jalen, did the same. And I just want to let you know, for the purpose of this, I was born in Durham, North Carolina. I am a diehard Duke fan. I loved your brother when he played on the team. To see him hit that shot, particularly in Chapel Hill against the Tar Heels, was outstanding. I was watching that live. I was thrilled for him. What was that like for you, your family, your parents, having those two moments on the same weekend?
Just a blessing and something you could never really imagine. And just to have my parents at both of those events for us, it was really special for us as a family and something we're never going to forget and always remember. My brother was a little jealous. He was like, you had to one-up me, huh? But, we're just competitive in that way, too.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. So you're competitive. Do you talk to him a lot? Are you checking in on each other a lot?
Yeah, we check on each other every day, whether it's a text message or a FaceTime call. We're each other's biggest supporters, and we're there through everything.
How many times do you get to watch him play on television, and how many times does he get to watch you play?
I think we've caught each other every single time because we play on different days. He'll play Wednesday and Saturday, so I'll be able to catch that. And since he's on West Coast time, it's a little later, so it's not during practice.
Cool.
Michaela Blake's Vanderbilt women's basketball guard, joining us on DMA's Vinken and Donick. Michaela, thank you so much for joining us. We hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Michaela Blake's on the program.